How much snow are we supposed to get?
Hello?
We didn't get as much as I thought we were going to get.
No.
The roads are slick, but not bad.
They're usable.
I mean, they're empty, right? It's Martin Luther King Day, snow right. day.
Where are you going anyway?
Who's working besides us?
Right.
Right. Exactly. I heard that it was going to be up to 8 inches. We got nowhere near that.
No.
They're saying Vernon got 6.
No, Vernon was getting
Bridgeport 2.3, Clinton 1.8. I don't know. It's like a nothing sandwich.
Right. Really. Some folks lie.
I just think they get it wrong.
They do.
I don't think it's lying.
No. Well, yeah, folks lie. Yeah, I had 6 inches last night.
Yeah, the roads aren't bad.
I think Milford got like 3, 2.5, 3.
It's always the hype that sells it. You know? It's always the it's going to be 8.
I get all excited about it,
Me too.
I turn my outside lights on so I can watch the snow come down.
Yeah.
Like, how much do we have now?
Yeah. Right.
I'm waiting to get hammered. I want to get hammered.
It is nice when it's snowing outside and you know you can't go anywhere.
Yep.
You have one of those days where you're just like, I'm going to put on a movie. I'm going to have a beer. I'm going to enjoy the snow.
And you just went food shopping, so there's food in the house.
Yeah. And then when you do venture out, it's an adventure.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm going out.
Yep.
Here we go.
You really feel like you're roughing it.
Right. Look how high this one is. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, and then you go into like some cozy restaurant or something, and there's like 5 people in there. Like, we made it here. Yeah. You feel like some kind of adventurer from
explorers,
early America.
I made it to the pole.
I made it.
That's it.
I'm stopping off my boots at the door.
Right.
There's none of that now. We haven't had any of that.
Nope. Not the Volvo SUV in the parking lot.
It's going to get brutally cold this week. So good luck, everybody.
Yeah, stay warm.
Mark Fitch is on the show, and he has a list of the top things that the government wastes money on. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good. You're an investigative reporter with what?
With Connecticut Inside Investigator. So you can check us out at insideinvestigator.org.
Okay. And what do we got here?
Well, I grabbed like 10 things. You said like what what people could see as waste of money. Obviously, everybody has their opinions, but I picked out some 10 things that I think people would be interested in.
Okay.
Okay. You just want me to run them down?
I don't know. You want me to try to guess?
No.
How do you want to play it?
All right, I'm just going to start with some big ticket items here. Okay,
cool.
All right, so number one, and I think this was a huge story, is $28 billion that we have lost over the last 10 years because we are really bad at Wall Street investments as a state. And you would figure in a state that is known for hedge funds, we'd be pretty good at it, but we're not. We were actually the second worst state in the country for returns on our investments. And because of that, we lost so much money, we had to raise taxes twice, state employees had to take cuts to their benefits, all this stuff. And if we had done just as well as like most other states with our pension investments, we would have made an additional $28 billion. So that right off the top is huge.
So if we were just average in investing, we would have made $28
billion. Over the last 10 years, yes.
How did we get so bad at it? Now, didn't Lamont make one of the Lehman brothers the guy in charge of that?
He was in charge of the Department of Economic and Community Development, not the state. The state treasurer runs the investments he has a panel of people who advise him. And, we had Denise Napier as state treasurer. Then we had Sean Wooden as state treasurer. And they doubled down on a lot of bad investments that we made and bad money market managers that we used. And we did not do too well. I mean, we did bad and really bad. So, and we're starting to turn that around, but it's still like we made like 11% this past year, but your average index fund made 20%. So we're still behind. And it costs us a lot of money because we have $60 billion invested.
Seems weird that we would do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it was shocking. I mean, I think everybody was kind of shocked when that came out.
All right.
So number two. All right. Moving on. State Pier. You guys heard of the State Pier?
No.
Okay. Well, basically, back in 2019, Governor Ned Lamont was like, "Hey, let's redevelop the State Pier in New London into an offshore wind farm hub." And so we had to completely like kick everybody off the pier, tear it down, rebuild it. And they're like, "Hey, this is only going to cost us $93 million." Well, that was completely false, and they knew it at the time. It's now cost us $353 million. And, I mean, there's contractors that are suing each other. There's like a federal investigation. There's been kickbacks and ethics, fines. I mean, the whole thing has been, I mean, for me as a reporter, it's a gift that keeps on giving. But as far as, the taxpayers and actually running a good, redevelopment of a state asset, I mean, it's been a nightmare.
So this probably started with us taking land from people who've owned land there for generations.
We kicked the longshoremen off the place. We took, a lot of businesses like had stuff coming in through that pier, and we kicked them off just so we could rebuild the entire thing so it can only build offshore wind.
Are we having any electricity generated from this yet?
No.
Oops.
Yeah.
No.
It sounds like every other green project that we have.
Right.
They just never, on paper, it sounds great, man. We're going to, use less electricity, less coal.
Right.
And it it's just never works out. It turns out to be a tremendous amount of money for almost nothing.
Wasted project.
Well, here's the thing. The one of the wind farms they want to build out there, Revolution Wind, but that's going to give us, as a state, electricity. But even if it does start doing that, they're going to charge us three times the cost of electricity that we pay for natural gas. So we're spending $353 million to build something that's going to charge us more for electricity.
That sounds like here.
somewhere at the end of all this, there are people getting very rich that are connected to these people making these dumb decisions.
Yep.
So they seem dumb to us, but they're doing it for self-profit.
Yes.
All right, what's number three?
Okay, number three. This one's kind of obscure. It's called the Connecticut Center for Advanced Technology. It's this nonprofit that we funnel millions and millions of dollars into, and it's supposed to build up the manufacturing sector in Connecticut, get more manufacturing jobs going, bring in more manufacturers to the state, all this kind of stuff. Well, we've done nothing but lose manufacturing jobs over the last, 30, 40 years. And now this center is doing such a good job, we're going to build them a brand new headquarters. And that includes us paying $15 million off our credit card and then getting another $16 million from the federal government and then getting another $10 million from somewhere else. So it's another one of these things where we're kind of doubling down on things that have not been working. And
it's funny that their answer to getting businesses to come to Connecticut is to create more government to get in the way of businesses coming into Connecticut instead of the opposite, which would be less government.
Yeah.
People come in. If you can make things affordable, people will come here.
Make it easier. Yep.
Yeah. And building these guys a new headquarters for what? You haven't really done much. So, okay. Number four, this one's kind of fun. Ozempic, that wonderful weight loss drug that has
vitamin O
and looking like a deflated balloon. Yeah. All right. So we're spending about $40 to $60 million a year on that for state employees to lose weight. So that's about 10% of our overall employee healthcare budget. Wow. Yeah.
Well, less person, less gas use.
So what do you mean that we're just it's part of the health insurance policy?
Yes, we cover that.
So we pay $40 to $60 million extra per year for that benefit?
Yep. Ozempic and Wegovy, yeah.
Wow.
So I mean they see long term, benefits if you lose weight, but that number has just gone up ever since these drugs came out. Everybody's getting on them. So, okay. Number five. Here's another creation of the current administration. Back in 2019, we created the Office of Health Strategy. And this office is supposed to get our healthcare costs down, right? All right, what hasn't happened? Yes. But what has, you know, healthcare costs have continued to go up. They haven't gone down. And what has also gone up is the budget for this office. So in 2019, when this Office of Health Strategy started, they had a $3 million budget. Last year, their budget was $13 million. So, and an additional $10 million for ostensibly nothing's really happening, nothing's changing, everybody's upset about the healthcare costs. And not only that, but part of this office's budget is paid for by fees on our health insurance costs. So we're paying more, and this office is growing.
Upside down world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bizarro.
Okay.
All right, we're going to stop you here because I can only take five before I hang myself. But we'll do the other five next week.
Okay, that sounds good. I got five more.
Awesome.
I wish you didn't.
But. Brad, more than that.
All right, Mark, keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And no one knows about this stuff.
No.
More people need to learn about it.
They do.
The state could invest $1 million in me.
There you go.
I'd be okay with that.
I think about the money that they flush down the toilet. I'm like, you know, you could actually just go out and hand money to people.
Just throw
and it
out,
would be
yeah.
better.
Yeah. Yes.
It would be better. It would actually help them.
Try. One of those like wind things where you just put the money in and you got to grab as much as you can.
Yeah.
You
know? We just make those big cash boxes. And you just turn it on and let people grab cash.
Yep. Exactly.
Here's a random subject.
Okay.
Cheating.
Okay. Cheating.
What do you think is the most common time that people cheat on their spouses?
I want to say like middays.
Middays. You'd be right.
Someone goes to work or something like that.
Yeah, like lunch.
Yeah.
Lunchtime. Yeah. Christine Davis is on. She's a private investigator. Do you agree with that?
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
I do. I think, you know, it's quote unquote, a crime of opportunity. So I think, you know, lunch breaks definitely give time for the businessmen out there that are, and women, you know, time to go fool around.
Really?
Without anybody suspecting anything.
What should I wear? Just kidding.
I think it depends on like the occupation too. You know, if you're a 9-to-5 kind of a person and you've got that hour lunch break and you're having an affair or something with somebody you're working with, it's perfect.
No one really keeps track at lunch.
True.
Exactly.
But the time you're home every day, the time you're picking up the kids, the time you're over here, all of that time is accounted for.
Yeah, that is true. No one keeps track of lunch really.
Right. Yeah.
No,
So like if you know you're supposed to get out of work at 5 o'clock and you don't start showing up till home till 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, then you know that's going to put a red flag.
That's suspicious.
Another opportunity, which is actually a couple things that we're working on right now, is the husband or the wife going away for the weekend.
Ah,
that's harder to pull off. Isn't it?
Yep. So then
more planning.
Well, if the other spouse, the non-cheating spouse is going away for the weekend.
That part goes away.
The cheating spouse is left home.
Right.
Oh.
Yep. So that's been a big topic lately at the office, and a bunch of cases that we've been working on lately are similar to that.
I got a lot of cameras in my house.
Right. That's the thing.
I got a lot of cameras around.
Yeah,
my
house. Ton of content now.
Right, that's changed a lot for you, right?
Do too.
All the cameras.
I do too.
No, but all the cameras that changes.
It's definitely difficult
locations.
But yeah, you know, coming and going doesn't necessarily have to be at the house.
That's true.
Going if one party is single but the other party is married, you know, going over to the single person's house.
Right.
Doesn't matter who's coming and going out of their house.
So how do you start when someone calls you and says, hey, I think my spouse is cheating? What type of questions do you start asking?
So first we ask them why, like, what are they questioning?
What's changed?
Is it, you know, coming home from work late? Are they, you know, all of a sudden, you know, doing weird things with their phones, being more secretive? deleting text messages, never leaving their phone upright.
Right. What'd you say, AJ?
Getting in shape all of a sudden, like they're looking, yeah, that's, looking nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you know, they've never cared about what they looked like for the last 10 years. And all of a sudden now she's doing her hair and she's doing her makeup before she goes to work.
Oh, my God. I was going out with this girl who was working at the seafood department at a supermarket. And, you know, she would go in with like muck boots and like jeans. Seafood. And all of a sudden it was dress, you know. Wait a minute.
There's a king crab involved in
here. Yeah, what's going on? And I was
exactly.
right.
Exactly. So, yeah. So
but when people
changes.
Call you, they're probably... Right. How often do people call you and hire you and you say, nothing's here? It's perfect.
I'd say it's probably like a 70-30 kind of a split. 70% of the time, they're pretty confident something's going on. They just need the proof to show it.
No, but 70% they're right?
Yes.
When they call you, they feel like something's going on. So 70% of the time, there's something going on.
Yeah,
so if you feel it in your gut, you're probably right. But sometimes it's worth the money just to know it's not.
To know you're
like,
right.
It's just you're overreacting.
Right, peace of mind.
Yeah.
Right, and that's one of the things I tell all the clients that we deal with. I'm like, you know what? Either way, you get the peace of mind. You know if something's going on, all right, then you can make your choice if you're going to leave, if you're going to confront them, you know,
right.
try to make it work, whatever.
Just
if
info.
Nothing's going on, then you know, okay, you know, I'm just a little crazy and...
Have you ever had a gun
really
put in your...
My wife's not really
Because you have to follow people. And sometimes people don't react well today. Have you ever had a gun pulled on you?
I have not, thankfully. I've never been caught following somebody.
Oh, you're good.
So that's a...
Very good.
It's a pro.
That's a bonus.
Yes.
The neighbors, you know, will question you if you're sitting outside in the on the street. The neighbors will question you, like, what are you doing? Why have you been sitting outside a... of my house for 8 hours.
Well, watching somebody.
The car with the dominoes thing on the hood. Right.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
I'm lost.
Put a dominoes thing on your hood.
Yeah, the I'm lost and I'm waiting for somebody only goes for so long. And I'm like, all right, now I need to come up with a
Have you ever had someone that was so good that fooled you? Like you went back and reported, hey, nothing's going on here. But it turns out that they had so many layers of deceit going. They were able to trick you as well.
A master.
I have not. They usually it's, you know, people get stupid after a while.
Right. They get sloppy.
Once they, yes. So, you know, once things and it's not usually a one time thing. By the time we're involved, it's been going on for a little while. And they get sloppy. They miss something. They'll do, you know, like. Even just a quick kiss before they get in the car or something, if they're out in public.
Right.
It's like, okay, they don't, at the beginning they try to be super secretive and then it gets sloppy as it goes on.
Right. It's just like any criminal activity.
Yeah.
You start getting comfortable and you start, that's when you make mistakes.
Yep.
Exactly. And then the technology and everything that we have today, with, even just tracking cell phones and, you know, find my iPhone and things like that. Like, it's not getting as easy.
Yeah, you throw an AirTag in the car. You know where the car's going.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's
pretty
simple.
Yeah, cheating. So. Cheating, yeah. I feel like back before technology was a major part of all of our lives, probably a little bit easier.
Yeah, a lot.
People had multiple families in the 70s and they didn't even know about each other, you know?
We got to talk about that the next time you're on because you found a few of those multiple family people, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Yeah, we've touched on that briefly in the past. But yeah, even a lot of the newer cars, if you have the app on your phone, like even with my car, and you click the like find my car button, on the app, it'll tell you where the car is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So technology has definitely made it a lot more difficult, which honestly isn't a bad thing.
For that, right.
Us as Americans should stop cheating on people.
Yeah, why not just stop cheating? Just say you want it to be over.
Right. Just end
right.
it. You know, it's the easiest way to do
Everybody's
it.
Everybody's happy.
Christine Davis.
Yeah.
Private.
Unfortunately,
I can't tell you how many
happen.
Episodes of Forensic Files I watched and thought, you know, it would have been a lot easier just to get a divorce.
Yes. Yeah. Really.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Christine. Thank you. We're linked up to Private Investigator Advanced Investigations, LLC on the radio station website.
Oh, boy.
it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Comedian Brian Blackmore in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Follow him on all his social medias. The TikTok is what?
TikTok is It's Brian Blackmore.
All right, and, you know, TikTok was gone for 5 seconds over the weekend.
It was gone for 5 seconds. It came back. You can still follow me.
Yep.
Yeah.
But here's more reason why we can't lose TikTok.
Why is that?
Two boys may have eaten the ashes of their pawpaw.
Oh.
And we would not have known it if not for TikTok and the mother making a video.
Thank you, TikTok.
Really adding value.
Yep.
Colorado mom was appalled after discovering that her sons might have eaten their grandfather's ashes.
Ooh.
As detailed in a TikTok video, the single mother of three claimed that she left her two toddlers, ages 3 and 2, alone for a moment so she could use the bathroom while prepping for a birthday party. She said she was only in there for a few minutes, came back, saw the boys were playing with what looked like to be dirt. During the 4 minutes she was gone, they managed to smear the soot all over their faces, bodies, and the floor.
Huh.
She was like, where did all this dirt come from? And then she vacuumed up the mess.
Okay.
A couple days later, she discovered the empty container that had housed their grandfather's ashes.
Oh.
Hey.
Wow.
So what would any mom do in this situation?
Induce vomiting?
No, make a TikTok video.
The boys got pawpaw. They got him, and they dumped him out all over my carpet. And I didn't realize it was pawpaw, and I vacuumed him up. Ah! They may have eaten some of them, too.
She doesn't sound too upset.
No, she doesn't.
Sounds like she's having a good time.
She's laughing about it.
Yep. They got pawpaw.
They got pawpaw.
You know, maybe pawpaw would have thought it was a good joke, too. Maybe that's how he wanted to go
out. Pawpaw liked dice and you know?
What part of pawpaw did they eat?
Right.
He was a vacuum salesman. That's how he wanted to go.
Yeah, pawpaw always sucked.
There you go, pawpaw.
They don't eat in pawpaw.
How old were the kids? Did it say?
Two and three.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Okay. So, they were children. They didn't know any different. They saw dirt.
Well, they had to get into that container.
They did.
And that, you know, I don't know if you've ever had a family member cremated,
yep.
But that bag, that plastic bag they're wrapping in is pretty thick. You got to work pretty hard to get in there.
Yeah, those kids worked it. They wanted
those kids worked.
They wanted to see pawpaw.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Rami had the cap in his mouth and Jesus Christ.
Pawpaw shark doo 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 doo.
Now she's singing to the vacuum cleaner.
Pawpaw shark doo doo. Do 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 do, pawpaw shark.
Is she snorting him?
It's like Keith Richards.
Pawpaw, it's tragic.
This is your reaction to your kids eating the ashes of your father.
Right, you're singing
pawpaw shark.
Yeah, let's make a TikTok video.
I'd be heaving.
And then
it's like
let's
I just
sing.
Gotta dump the vacuum. Oh, there's a Cheerio in
I'd
there.
I'd be heaving.
But, you know.
There's a Cheerio. There's some dog hair.
There you go. That was fine.
We'll just put Pawpaw back
in
this
Pawpaw
container.
Right back.
How's your day? Oh, the kids with Grandpa.
Pawpaw shark doo 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 doo. Pawpaw shark doo 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 doo. Pawpaw shark doo doo.
She doesn't even do the song right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't even have kids, and I know how the baby shark song goes.
How long did you go to the bathroom? The kids actually broke into the thing.
She said 4 minutes.
That's longer than 4 minutes.
It's not 4 minutes.
No, that bag alone. A 2 or 3 year old opened that bag. I smell something wrong here.
Yeah, it was on
Mama
ground.
Smoked a joint and fell asleep for 2 hours.
It was
exactly.
Accessible too because they couldn't reach on a shelf.
Right,
they had to be
2 and 3.
Yeah,
right. It had to be down close to the ground.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fingerprint.
I don't know. You know.
I think this is the kind of video that would invite like Department of Children and Family over to knock on the door and say, we need to look around this house.
It's questionable.
Right.
Yeah. Like, why did they have access to that? You know? Pawpaw shark.
And if I, you know, were negligent in my parental duties and it resulted in something like this, I wouldn't say, let me make a video and make sure everyone knows what an idiot I am.
I would conceal it.
There's, yeah.
This is the stuff you hide from people.
Well-guarded secret. Ever.
Let me, you know what? I think this will get some views. I think I'm going to let everyone know.
This
is Seb's intention horror.
And there's four kids. That's going to follow them around for the rest of their lives.
You ate your papa!
How you feel about that, Papa Shark?
They never like.
And your mother doesn't even know how Baby Shark goes.
That's
how
you jar.
Papa Shark, do 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 do.
Do, wow. Do,
do, do, do,
do, do,
do, do, do, really? You can't even get do, do, do?
Papa is do, do.
Do, 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 do,
do, Papa Shark.
Jazz and AJ, Splash Car Wash, Stump the Chumps.
General knowledge trivia for your chance to see Seinfeld. Stump us, you get into running.
Yes.
Seinfeld coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Plus, we'll throw in a car wash from Splash Car Wash. Andre and Derby.
Good morning.
Morning.
Snow has only been recorded once in Miami. When was that?
That's how it was recorded.
I mean, snow from the sky, not cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Man, okay, okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hello.
No idea.
We're looking for a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give me a year. You'll never get the date, so just give me the year.
Okay.
I want to say 1932.
I want to say something more close to the 90s.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to say.
I'm going to say, 1973.
73. Yeah. That's a good year for cocaine, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Three years. Which one?
Go ahead, AJ, pick.
All right. Let's go with, it was recently, wasn't it? It was recently. I want to say 2023.
The answer is 1977. Close.
That's the 73.
Ryan, you got the closest.
Look at you. Look at you now.
January 19th, 1977.
Wow.
Man, what did they do with their flip-flops and their shorts?
I was in North Carolina when it snowed once, just a dusting, and whole state shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were.
What the hell is this stuff?
They got one plow for the whole state.
I was in Dallas when they had a freak snowstorm, and they don't have snow plows, they don't have sanders. Everyone has two-wheel drive, not four-wheel drive pickup trucks, and all the highways are cement. It looked like The Walking Dead.
Yep.
All right, Andre, thank you. Good question. Matthew in Guilford.
All right. When was the electric guitar invented? What year?
What year?
Well, we know it was before the 50s.
Right.
The
40s.
It was around post-war. 10 years. Then Bill Haley's doing Eddie Van Halen leads.
I want to say post war.
Say 1881.
Was there electricity back then?
I don't like how he laughed after that.
Yeah, really?
I want to say. I don't know if I like to laugh
let's,
after.
Let's say 1945.
Okay.
It's close. 31.
Ah.
Okay. 1931.
Damn.
All right. Thank you, Matthew. You're in the running. See how easy it is to get in the running for Seinfeld tickets?
See?
Mike in Stratford.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
How many time zones are there in Russia?
Many time zones?
Oh, we've had this.
There's no time.
Oh.
Many time zones. That's a big place. Hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't want to carpet it. Let's see. Square root and then footage.
I think there's like 8 or 9.
Square footage.
We've had this question before.
All right, let's go with 8.
Yeah.
All right, final answer is 8. It's actually 11.
Oh!
Damn it.
Thank you. You're in the running.
A lot of people in the running.
They're all running.
Zena in Bridgeport.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. What is the tallest mountain in the continental U.S.?
The tallest mountain?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In the
Tallest mountain.
Climb every mountain. He's the one that everybody's car climbs, Mount Washington. He's a bumper sticker.
This car climbs Mount Washington.
I see the sticker all the time. That must be it.
It's got to be it, right? It's such an achievement to have a bumper sticker for it.
Right. Why would you stick that on there if it's only like the third highest mountain to climb in the United States?
Yeah, I'm going
to
go with that one.
That's good logic.
All right. We're going to go with that.
Mount Washington.
Why not?
Close. It is a W. Mount Whitney. It's in, actually in California.
All right. Okay. Well, when I see these Mount Washington stickers, I'm going to knock on a window and say, you're effing lame.
Yeah. Whitney's taller.
Yeah.
You climbed the third tallest
California
mountain.
California has it.
I'll tell you what. Put a sticker on your car when you climb the tallest mountain in the continental U.S.
Puss bag.
Yeah.
Yes.
A loser.
California. Whitney.
All right. Great question. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Imagine that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Washington.
Really? Why would you put the sticker on your car?
Right.
Who cares? You went up a hill.
To hide a rut spot.
Diana in Weathersfield.
Good morning, y'all.
Hello.
Good morning.
Who was the first dog to win an Oscar?
The first dog?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the one from Taco Bell?
Was it Lassie?
Lassie. It could be Rin Tin Tin. Rin Tin Tin was big.
Oscar.
Oh, yeah. No. There was another dog.
Was it Hooch from Turner and Hooch?
There was another famous dog. There was Rin Tin Tin. There was Lassie. There was another dog.
Wait, what's the question?
The first dog to win an Oscar. Oh, Toto. Maybe Toto.
You win an Oscar?
Yeah. Didn't Wizard of Oz win an Oscar?
Beethoven?
So wouldn't he be an ensemble cast, be a member, and win himself one too? After Climont, Washington?
Yeah, the movie won an Oscar, right? Not the dog.
The movie.
Itself.
No, the dog. Yeah.
I don't think we have Oscars.
Are you saying the dog won because the Oscar or the dog because it was in the movie?
It's part of the cast.
What do you mean?
The dog won an Oscar.
Oh, no. Air Bud. No, not Air Bud. The dog with the basketball.
That is an Oscar-worthy movie, Air Bud.
Winning movie, Air Bud.
Was there ever an Oscar associated with
now?
That movie?
I gotta go home.
Hey, you're working. I like that you're trying.
Yeah, but everything's gonna be all wrong.
I think Toto.
I'm going to Toto.
Toto.
Remember that movie, The Artist, that came out several years ago? Didn't that dog win like an honorary Oscar?
Yeah, but it's the first one.
I don't remember the name.
It's the first one.
Oh, okay.
Is it the only one? How many dogs have won an Oscar?
I have no idea.
There's
on
not
that,
even a category.
Right.
Can you tell us the category?
No, I don't know.
I'm going with Toto. I'm going with Toto. Early dog. You know, early
dog.
That, you know, the movie's critically acclaimed. Everybody loves it. Oh, you know. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
It was Rin Tin Tin.
Damn it!
Is that
1927.
That's out.
I'm sorry.
Did it really?
Things feel better, babe.
It really won an Oscar?
He really won an Oscar, yes.
Was so excited.
You can fact check me.
So excited he tinkled. Wow. Rin Tin Tin.
All right. Well, thank you and congratulations. You're in the running for Seinfeld tickets.
Thanks.
Good question.
AJ, absolutely love you. Feel better, sweet boy.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Thank you, Diana. Very nice. Tony and Trumbull.
Hey, friends. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
I got to go with the Seinfeld question. It feels appropriate. They didn't call Kramer when the show first started. What did they call him?
Rin Tin Tin.
That's
Mount Washington. He had a different name. Cosmo Kramer. He did have a different name. I can't think of it.
Patrick.
Sounds of AJ thinking.
Wasn't he supposed to have a name like George?
No, it still started with a K and ended with an R, but Larry David.
K-R. It's Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz. No. Kane and R. It's still possible. I have no idea.
Give up.
Yeah, no idea.
It's Kessler.
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 Kessler in the first episode.
That
don't fly.
Huh. Yeah, that doesn't have the same ring to it.
And they just changed it and never explained it or addressed it?
They said his neighbor was really Kramer, and he was really that crazy that he didn't want to call him by name and let him know it was him.
Gotcha.
So he did it in the first episode. But like you said, AJ, it just didn't work.
No fly.
Huh.
Didn't roll the tongue.
Awesome question. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Chris in the tanker.
Yeah, everyone's in there running today, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We have not gotten one right yet.
Right. We're still
not
running.
One. Right.
We're still running two. Well,
don't screw it up.
Yeah.
I think I got a softball. I'm going to give you guys a softball. It's a movie question, if that's okay.
Please.
Of course. It's your question.
All right. In the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, it's probably like the middle of the movie. There's a squirrel in the Christmas tree, and the old lady keeps saying, "I hear something, I hear something." What does the old guy say to her?
You couldn't hear. You couldn't hear a garbage truck driving through a nuclear
nitroglycerin
factory. That was it. Yep. Yeah.
You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant. You got it.
That funny.
Wow.
That's funny.
Who's a big boy?
I had an assist.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for the softballs.
I just remember the way he says nitroglycerin. Yeah.
Michelle in Hamden.
Good morning. According to the Kidney Organization, what is the standard of care for dialysis patients? How many times a week do they have to come?
Is this general knowledge? This is medical.
You know why? It's because I told you guys this morning how many times the patient had to come.
Yes.
It's three. I paid attention.
Three.
Yes. It is. You're right. There you go.
Wow.
She quizzed us. She came back.
Wait. You paid attention?
There you go.
I didn't.
Good job.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
Who is this?
We should end on a high note, but let's take one more. Sarah in New Britain.
All right. What's the highest, what's the longest, not the highest? Oh, my God.
Besides you?
What's the highest waterfall?
Like I said.